Learning to communicate with your dog through whistles is actually an easy process if you understand some of the basic elements of how dogs will naturally respond to the various sounds of the whistle. My idea of a workable system for communicating to your dog through whistles would be just as if you were talking to the dog, only you're telling him through your whistles. Whistles should be merely an extension of your voice, a way of communicating to the dog, just like you would with your voice if you were speaking the commands. If you make the sounds reflect the actions that you're asking for in a way that the dog can understand and move, almost as if he was moving the speed and the intensity that the whistles were telling him, just like with your voice, if you tell a dog, way, 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 he knows that there's some urgency there. So your whistles should reflect the same thing. So if you were telling him, way to me, that's nice and slow, your whistles should also be slow. A normal flank on the whistle should be somewhere in the middle of the range that that whistle has, so that you have somewhere to go to blow the whistle faster and louder, and also to go down to blow it slower and longer. So when you first train the dogs these whistles, you should start with a more medium speed and tone so you have a place to go either way with it. For instance, if you were teaching a dog this whistle, you wouldn't want to start it with that. You would want to start using this whistle more like that so that you could either go, which is a very fast version of the whistle, or you could draw it out more, and then you would have your extreme quick like this, and you would have your extreme long. And if you teach the extreme on both sides, then the dog would also understand the variable slide that goes along with it. So you would have everything in between that it would know. Also remember, when your dog is close to you, whistle as softly as you can. You should only whistle as loud as you need to for the dog to hear it, so that it gets the dog wanting to listen. When the dog begins to learn these, automatically it will respond to whatever speed that you're asking it to do things. It's natural to react faster or slower to faster or slower sounds. So try to keep yourself disciplined enough that if you're asking for a slow movement or you want a slow movement, to be sure and ask them in a slow way. And if you're needing a faster movement, then ask them in a faster way. Another thing that plays into this equation is the mood of the dog or the situation, the pressure the stock is putting on the dog, causing it to become a little more nervous in some situations than others. So in one situation, you may need more or less whistle than you may in a different situation, even for the same dog. So if the dog appears to be a little more keyed up in one situation, he may react better with a slower whistle than he would if he wasn't as keyed up, and he may need a faster one. Whether you're just starting out with new whistles or you haven't used a whistle much, you should always try to choose whistles that the dog can recognize the command that it's from the first note of the whistle. You want to avoid using any whistles that the dog has to hear the entire whistle to know which command it is, because that slows down the respond time that the dog has with the command. The first tone in your whistle, or the first syllable of the whistle that the dog hears, is very important to make it as much unlike the other side as you can, so the dog can differentiate, because the first thing the dog hears is what he reacts to. When you're first learning, you may not hit the notes exactly right, and it won't be as important as it would if your tones were similar. I can make a good suggestion for anyone starting off learning how to use the whistle and to blow whistles, and to understand what the dog can understand. If you take your whistles and record them, both sides, and all the variations that you think you might use, and play them back and listen to them one syllable at a time, and you should be able to tell if it's the way to me whistle or the come by whistle that this whistle belongs to without hearing the entire whistle. I think if you do this, you will eliminate the possibility of any confusion in the dog, because there's times that a dog's running in tall grass, or he's in the wind, or he's a long way out in the field, making hearing difficult, and this will help that problem. You could start out with a simple two-syllable side whistle. A good simple set of whistles that you could use would be keeping one side low-high, the other side high-low. If the one side was low-high, the other being a high-low. So if the dog hears the very first note of each of these whistles, it's very much different, so the dog can tell the difference in both sides. I suggest these two whistles starting out, because after you become more skilled with your whistling, you'll be able to expand on these two-syllable whistles, make them three syllables, and you can also shorten them, use one syllable instead of two for your short flanks. The remainder of the whistles, the stop, the steady, the walk-up, will be the same whether you're just starting out or whether you've been using whistles for some time. As you and your dog progress, you may find the need to refine your whistles and commands a little further. The following are the whistles that I like to use with explanations on how to communicate to your dog through your whistles, more refinement in its work.